So what's the offseason look like for you so far? It's been a couple of weeks since we last chatted with you. So what have you been up to?
Man, it's been a little tough, you know, just watching all these teams, you know, play, and especially when you feel like you was on a team that's good enough to be playing during this time. But you know, in the end, you realize there's a lot of learning experiences, and just take the time and reflect, and just make sure. Well, for me, I turn it to motivation. Make sure I be better for next year, and when this time come around, you know, I won't be at home watching.
What's the next step for you guys to kind of get over that hump to, you know, being a contender? You are playing at this time.
I mean, for me personally, I think we just have to look back at it and see that we were 7-9, and the fact is, you know, we have to prove. It just shows that, use that motivation, show that we're proving. To prove that we are better than 7-9. I think our talent will show. I think our coaching and our front office will add some pieces to help us prove that. So it's just like, you know, just going out. I mean, every year you have to prove yourself over and over again here, and especially in the NFL.
How different is this team now than it was when you got here a year ago?
Just the fact, I mean, these guys, they're hungry. I mean, it's like, you know, talking to them, just like hating the fact that they're home, and then just, you know, looking at guys like, man, we could have did this, you know, we did that. And it's just, I mean, but, you know, especially, you know, second and third year players saying this, okay, now, you know, I believe that's the kind of formula to help have a team that's going to start winning from here on out. It's going to be, and you can have a long run of winning, because, you know, you start young and you get that feeling and that motivation and desire. You know, you definitely have to continue to be successful for a long period of time.
Is it a position you've been in before where you are going to be looked at as kind of this older, more mature, you know, guy who's done it and been around the league for a while compared to these younger guys?
I mean, I just look at it as, you know, kind of like, you know, you first go to college. You know, you're a freshman, then you come sophomore, then junior year, they start looking at you and seeing, okay, you're the guy. So it's just like, I just kind of, you know, look at it at that. And, I mean, I always carry myself more as a just being a great teammate in general. And, you know, I always make myself available. You know, guys want to watch extra film, let's do this. But, you know, now I'm being a little bit more vocal. You know, I've always been a lead by example guy. So, you know, just got to make sure that my example is something that, you know, I want, especially with other people, going to look at it much harder now. It's just like, you know, it's always going to be something that people respect. And, you know, hopefully something that people want to do and, you know, take after. So, I just, you know, just try to be a good guy and be a good example. And I think I've been doing a good job of that so far since I've been here. And so, you know, I think I have a lot of respect in the locker room. So it's just like, hey, just continue that and just keep it going so we can start, you know, winning some games.
So you said you've been intending to learn how to win. And one of those guys that knew how to win was Justin Tuck. We got the news earlier this week that he decided to call it a career and retire. So what was kind of your thoughts when you heard that technique?
Well, the first thing I heard, I was like, man, that's going to make me the oldest guy in the room now. So this is the first thing that came to my mind. But, you know, all jokes aside, I mean, we were definitely going to lose it. You know, great leader. You know, he texted us, the group text, and just told us before he announced it. And but he said he'd still be around, and he'll make himself available if we need anything. And, you know, this is the type of guy Tuck is. You know, I mean, he was great. In the short time I got to play with him, you know, he's been great for us. You know, all year around, even after he got hurt, he would still come around, you know, help us out, you know, breaking down film and everything. So, you know, I mean, it definitely was a pleasure playing with him, and I just hate the fact, you know, see him go. So the breaking news today is me and Justin will not be referred to as meat potatoes anymore. We'll now be called peanut butter and jelly.
So what inspired the change, though?
I just think everybody keep on asking us who's the meat and who's the potatoes, and we both want to be the meat. So I think we both decided that, you know, we kind of like that name better, and so it's going to be easy. They already called Justin Big Jelly, so you just call me peanut butter now, I guess.
40-yard dash, who's going to win, you or Jelly?
40-yard dash? Right now, probably Big Jelly. Now, I don't know, like, I ain't ran it. See, I'll say it'd be Jelly because he just ran it probably like 2 years ago. So it's been six for me. I got a little bit more wear and tear on my body. But I don't know. Don't count me out, though. I just had to stretch real good and get ready. But if we start, I ran right now, I know Justin probably win. But you let me, you catch my OTA, we might have to see how that works out.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate it.